O Lord, open thou my lips,
and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O God, who hast made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that as we have known here on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven. By thy grace, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our dear Lord and only Redeemer, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen. Your devout attention is now directed to the reading of Holy Scripture for Christmas Eve, as this is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Chapter 1, reading for verse 18 through verse 25 as follows. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Thus far the Scriptures. We now confess our most holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Since Isaac, Connor, and I are looking forward to being confirmed in just a few weeks, this will be the last time that we have the special privilege of participating in our Christmas Eve service and bringing you the edifying recitations and special songs of praise. As you follow along and hear from even our littlest children, the Christmas gospel in all of its sweetness, please remember that our children are all, by God's grace, devoted lambs of the Lord Jesus, happy members of his little flock, serious about his word, and committed to the cause of spreading his precious truth. And we are all delighted to share with you this evening the old familiar story of our Savior's birth, and to explain once again why the news of his coming into the world on that first Christmas night was the source of great joy for the shepherds in Bethlehem.
You see, Christmas, with all the presents that are given and received, really celebrates God the Father's gift of his only begotten Son to be the world's Savior from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Jesus was God's gift of love to all wretched sinners who, since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, were under his curse by nature and deserving of everlasting death and hell. But in eternity already, God foresaw the transgression of our first parents and sin's consequences which they would bring into the world. And in Christ he so loved the world that he devised a most remarkable rescue mission to save fallen mankind. He decreed that his only begotten Son would be made man to be the substitute of every sinner under the law, and that he would perfectly satisfy God's justice and make possible God's unilateral reconciliation of the world unto himself, as we read of it in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19.
That reconciliation, the establishment of true spiritual peace on earth, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5, verse 1, is the real message of Christmas. And it is our privilege as the lambs of the Lord Jesus to bring you this evening those tidings of great joy in our songs and recitations, the glad tidings of God's goodwill towards sinful men, won for us by Christ Jesus in his active and passive obedience. May he bless the hearing of that Christmas gospel both in our ears and in our hearts. And accept our humble praise and thanksgiving for the greatest Christmas present we poor sinners will ever receive, the dear Christ child.
Thank you. just how bad was it for all mankind that Adam and Eve had sinned. It is impossible for anyone fully to appreciate the meaning of Christmas without first understanding what Adam and Eve did. The nature of sin, the total corruption of man by nature, and the punishment all men deserve according to God's justice. In the beginning, God created man in his own image, in perfect righteousness and holiness. And Adam and Eve could have said no to the temptations of the devil. They could have retained their perfect integrity, and they could have remained perfectly happy and at peace with God. But instead, they willingly yielded to Satan's temptations, arrogantly ignored God's warnings about sin's consequences, and deliberately, contrary to better knowledge, did what God had forbidden. Thus, they fell into sin and immediately lost the image of God. They instantly became spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God.
By nature, we too are sinners, having inherited sin and corruption, like rotten spiritual DNA from our parents when we were conceived and born. Our condition too, like that of all people, is rotten in the sight of God. We too are without righteousness, and by nature, according to our sinful flesh, are inclined only to evil. And that's why it is impossible by our own efforts and by our own works to earn our way back into favor with God. For the Bible tells us in Romans 3, verse 12, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." And so we too deserve nothing but God's wrath and displeasure, death and damnation in hell forever because of our sins.
Therefore, without a Savior, without a rescuer to satisfy God's justice in our place, to do for us what we could never do for ourselves, we would all be headed for everlasting destruction in hell. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, eternal death earned and rightfully deserved. But because of God the Father's Christmas gift to us and all the world, because of the righteousness that Jesus earned for all mankind by his perfect life here on earth and by his suffering and death paid the penalty of our guilt, God graciously reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, 2 Corinthians 5:19, and declare all men righteous and forgiven in his sight. Therefore, we gratefully declare with the Apostle Paul, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Thank you.
was foretold in clear prophecies or promises in advance throughout the Old Testament, and true believers eagerly waited, watched, and longed for his appearing. And the Bible tells us that even though Jesus had not yet come to fulfill his redemptive work for our salvation, God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake was received by them through faith, which confided in his promises and laid hold on the merits, which, as far as God was concerned, Jesus had already won for them.
The very first promise of the Savior was given to Adam and Eve right after fall into sin. It is recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It was the promise that the woman's seed, Christ, the son of a virgin mother, would overcome the devil, defeat him as man's vicious adversary, and take away his power to enslave mankind, to hold them in everlasting bondage in hell.
God said to Abraham about 2,000 years before the Savior was born that all the nations of the earth would be blessed in his seed. In Galatians 3:16, the Apostle Paul identifies Abraham's seed as Christ, the God-anointed one, the Redeemer of sinful men, who would reconcile the whole world of sinners to God by his perfect life and by his suffering and death in place of sinners. Through Isaiah and Jeremiah, God added a lot of detail to his promises. The Redeemer would come from King David's family. He would be a prosperous king. He would execute justice in the world by being our righteousness in the sight of God, and judgment upon all those who reject him as their Savior. And he would be God with us, God himself living among us as a true human being, as our substitute under God's law.
Thank you.
verses of the Christmas Gospel, we learn that the ancient prophecy of Jacob in Genesis 49, verse 10, had been fulfilled, namely that the scepter, or the right to rule themselves, had departed from Judah, and that the Jewish people were now being governed by the Romans. The longing and waiting of God's people was finally over. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, we learn how all this came to pass.
And it came to pass, in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Holy Son, Christ Jesus, was born a baby boy, condemned to eat some Christmas to bring out of cradle.
Some shepherds watched for keeping for flocks of lambs and sheep. It was so still on Bethlehem's field that most were fast asleep.
A bright light from heaven lit up the dark night. The shepherds were startled and filled with great fright. An angel appeared and stood out of fear. I bring you good news.
Savior is here.
He's born in a stable, a manger his bed. Go find him and see, it is just as I said. A chorus of angels then sang in great songs, to God in the highest all glory belongs.
They all went to find, as the angel had said, the babe all wrapped up in his crude manger bed. God sent him to pay for our guilt and our sin, his peace and forgiveness for all men to win.
In the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was made known unto them.
Before, to their surprise and joy, the trembling shepherds on Bethlehem's fields heard not the fierce condemnation of God's law, but the sweet comfort of his gospel. Yes, they heard the good tidings of salvation in Christ Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, the good news that banishes also our fear and brings joy to our hearts when we cling to its promise.
The peace on earth that the children of this world speak of at Christmas time is peace among the nations, peace on the streets, peace between neighbors, and peace in the family. But such temporal peace is not to be expected as the result of Jesus coming into the world, rather just the opposite. He tells us in Matthew 10, verse 34, Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
No, the peace which the angels proclaimed on that first Christmas night was peace with God, because of the fact that he had forgiven the sins of all mankind on account of the vicarious atonement of his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Savior, who is, as John writes in his first epistle, chapter 2, the propitiation, that is, the full satisfactory payment for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
We sang before in a treasured Christmas hymn, "Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." Because of Christ's complete satisfaction of God's justice, which demands perfect righteousness of all men and pronounces death and damnation upon all those who transgress his commandments, God was able to be merciful and righteous to poor, helpless sinners without violating his exacting justice. He declared Christ's righteousness sufficient to cover the transgressions of the ungodly and accepted Christ's suffering the pains of hell as the removal of the curse of the law against all mankind.
With the Apostle Paul, we urge you this evening to accept and believe this glorious message of God's forgiveness of the entire world for Jesus' sake. "Be reconciled to God," he writes in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. That is, lay hold by faith on the forgiveness purchased and won for all mankind for Jesus' sake. For then you will have for yourselves the true peace of Christmas, the peace of which the angels sang, "Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ," Romans 5, verse 1.
May that peace be ours, not only at Christmas time, but all through our lives, as we confide in the child of Bethlehem and his merit alone, for the peace that only he can give.
Thank you.
I speak not by commandment, writes the Apostle Paul, but to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let me be thine forever, O Christ child, sweet and dear. Uphold me with thy mercy, and be thou ever near. From thee I gladly all receive, and what is mine to thee I give. My heart, my soul, and all I own, let these be thine alone. Amen. Let us arise to pray. O thou God and Father of our dear Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace we again celebrate the birth of our Savior, we come into thy presence with holy joy, for thou hast gloriously fulfilled thy promises given to our first parents after the fall, to the patriarchs, to Moses and the prophets, and to all thy people of old who waited in hope for the salvation of Israel. Accept, we beseech thee, our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving, and grant that through the birth of thy Son we may be born again in the Spirit unto the blessed hope of everlasting life. O Jesus, thou Son of God, we bless thee for becoming flesh of our flesh and for enriching us with inestimable gifts from the treasures of thy grace. Thou hast made reconciliation for iniquity, so that now we have peace with God and access to the Father. Thou didst become the Son of Man that we might be made the children of God in thee. Bestow upon us a simple, childlike faith, that in thy lowliness we may adore thee. And give us grace to behold the glory shining through the veil of thy humanity, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speak to us the words of life,
that as thou hast loved us, so we may also love thee. Be our light in darkness, our abundance in want, and our very present help in trouble. And as thou didst descend from heaven to earth for our salvation, so may we have power by thee to ascend from earth to heaven to the glory of thy great and adorable name. O Holy Spirit, we praise thee for thy comfort and guidance. Incline our hearts to meditate devoutly on the sublime mystery of our Savior's nativity, and move and enable us to embrace our Redeemer in true faith as our most precious possession. Fill our hearts with peace and comfort and hope and life and joy in him. Let us so keep the feast that at its close, with thy benediction upon us, we may resume the burdens of our several callings, rejoicing in our salvation and delighting to do thy will. O Holy Trinity, who wouldst be praised for mercy rather than for judgment, we glorify thee. For thou hast had respect unto the lowly. Let thy covenant of peace endure forevermore, that we may rejoice in thee, world without end. And now in the name of our newborn Savior, we bring all else upon our poor hearts to thee in the prayer which he himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Holy.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.